Thanks. Thanks for having me at the Bielefeld conference. I'm quickly giving a brief introduction into Mendeley, what it does, how it works for the individual user, whilst David from Sweats will then present a product that we've jointly developed for libraries called Mendeley Institutional Edition powered by Sweats. I labeled the talk connecting scholars with information and unlocking it because that's what we are really trying by having developed Mendeley Desktop, which kind of resulted of a frustration that my co-founders and I had when we were PhD students, that there were no really good Web2.0 social tools that would help researchers to organize and share knowledge. And that has now grown into this huge database and platform. And what it does and how it works is what I'm going to show now. Let me see how I can... Okay, so the underlying idea that we had is that Mendeley wants to help researchers simply work smarter. So you are an academic, you have a lot of papers on your computer. What you then can do is you can install Mendeley Desktop, which is a cross-platform software. It works on Windows, Mac, and Linux. It has a web interface. We have mobile apps for iPhone and Android. And what you then do is you drag and drop a bunch of PDF articles, so the typical peer-reviewed journal articles, into Mendeley Desktop. And we've developed algorithms that are able to figure out automatically the name of the author, the title of that article, the year of publication, and so forth. So Mendeley Desktop sets up the library for the individual researcher relatively automatically. I mean, it's not 100% correct, but in most of the cases, it gets the data, mostly correct. And then you have a neatly organized database of research articles, which you then can also read in Mendeley Desktop, and you can make highlights and annotations. So we have integrated a little PDF viewer in there. And you can then also later on, if you are in a collaborative group, share this article with the highlights, with the annotations, with your colleagues in a lab, for example, in a lab setting. So it really helps for collaboration, not only for your own workflow, but also for collaboration in a work group. And the interesting thing is what we then do is we aggregate all that information in the cloud anonymously. So for every paper, we know the social context around that paper. And for every individual, we know the, let's say, paper context for that individual, so the individual libraries and so forth, which then allows us to drive very personalized recommendations where we see an acceptance rate of up to 80% for these personalized recommendations. By doing this, I believe we make science more collaborative, more transparent, something that, again, we felt was missing when we started out doing our PhDs. And the way it looks like is like this. So you have a Facebook-like news feed, which is the result of all that activity that is going on in the individual libraries, where you can see if a colleague of yours has a new publication, if somebody has added a document in a group. So here you can see one of the people I work with has added a document in a group, and then there are discussions emerging around this activity. So somebody's saying, hey, this document is actually interesting for you, or within that document, the second chapter or the second part, that's something you should be looking into for your paper, and so forth. So the conversations, the social context, emerges around the item of scientific communication, which is the research paper for us as researchers. As I mentioned earlier, we also develop personalized recommendations that work really well, and I think we are the only ones in that market that do it on that scale for 1.5 million researchers, including 60 million unique articles. And people love us for that as well, so we have a couple of quotes saying, hey, I got 5 recommendations this morning, 4 of which were a hit. I think that provides a lot of value for the individual. For every article that is being introduced in the database, we generate an article page on Mendeley Web where we display not only the abstract information around that article, such as the title, the abstract. We point to where this article is available from, so the original publisher. We integrate with OpenURL technology so that you can actually be rerouted to the full text. But we also display the social context around that. So, for example, here you can see the readership statistics for that article. We can then show that this article on Mendeley has 90 readers. And not only the total amount of readers, but we also show what is the demographics of those readers. which country they are based in, what is their discipline, and what is their status. So are they professors, are they PhD students, and so forth. We don't show the details of an individual, so we don't show it's Professor Oswald from Fachhochschule Köln, but we show it's a professor in a certain discipline from a certain country. We also recommend related articles to that specific article, so that's not then based on your individual personal library as the personalized recommendations, but more like, okay, what other related research is out there, and you can then later on in a search also narrow that down just to, for example, open access articles, so that you can have, you know, immediate access independent of any subscription. This is a tag page that shows all the activity that's going on around a specific tag. So here one example is the tag motivation. And that tag page on Mendeley shows you what is the most popular group on Mendeley where people collect and share articles and discussions around that specific tag. We also show what are the most read articles for that specific tag. Again, depending on access rights, you even get access to the articles when you are redirected via OpenURL. We show related tags, so if people add tags to specific articles, we can then have related tags browser, for example, where you can discover new content based on how other people interact with that content and not based on, you know, for example, what the publisher says or citations or anything like that. Why do I think we are successful with that? Simply because people are using the tool, and they're not only using it, but they're also using it to manage a lot of documents and a lot of content in their libraries. Mendeley has a backup and synchronization functionality where people can backup their data and then access it from everywhere. You know, they can be in the lab, they can be at home and using their Mac, and in the lab they use their office computer. So that we see a lot of usage, and not only a lot of absolute usage, but also from very reputed universities, which we can track by the email ending. So if somebody signs up, for example, with a stanford.edu address, we know that this user is from Stanford, and our largest user base is a pretty impressive list. There are all the numbers and the quantitative metrics, but there's also a qualitative aspect to it that we've received a lot of inbound praise from people saying, hey, you changed my workflow. You really improved my life as a researcher. It's so much fun. And it's great. I mean, you can just simply go on Twitter and we get this praise basically in real time every day. And we've built a network of advisors, volunteer advisors out of that, where we have 1,200 advisors around the world who applied to become an advisor. They do that in their free time simply because they think that we are doing something valuable for the industry. And those are PhD students, might be postdocs, some of them are librarians. Actually, we do have a librarian group, so if you're interested in more information about that, just speak to me afterwards and I can point you in the right direction. We get so much data into the platform, as you've seen, like 160 million articles that was based on data from January. Right now, in real time, we have roughly 230 million, of which 60 million are unique, that we can't possibly handle all that information all ourselves. So again, in the spirit of openness, we've developed an API that other people can tap into and develop applications based on that huge amount of data. We got a write-up in the New York Times for that, which was great. And the Public Library of Science joined us in our efforts to make this academic data more available. And we had an awesome lineup of judges for a contest that we called the Binary Battle, when we still had a prize of $10,001 for the best application to be developed on that data. After PLOS joined us, they added another $6,000, so it became $16,001, but we kept the title Binary Battle. And some of the applications that resulted out of that binary battle I want to showcase here. I think the most interesting one and actually the most used one is an app that is called readermeter.org, which is something like a real-time impact scorecard for researchers. So you can put in a researcher's name, and based on Mendeley's database, it will pull out and display the real-time impact for that researcher, where you can see, okay, what are the most read articles, which you can see on the upper right-hand corner. And if you click on, let's say, the top article, you will then see more detailed information about, okay, where are those readers based? You see a little world map. It's a bit blurry here, but on a screen it actually works well. You can see what is the discipline, and so it displays the real-time information for that researcher. In the interest of time, I won't go too much into detail for those. This is an app that is basically allows people to connect papers with semantic links. So you can link articles and give a value to that link. Say, you know, this article supports another article. Basically, it's more information than citations would be able to provide. And again, crowdsourced to, let's say, 1.5 million researchers, I think it looks really promising of being able to develop a semantically linked network of research articles that we can actually generate simply because we give the information out to the academic community. And this is the app that eventually won the contest, OpenSNP, which lets users compare genome data information, which they might get from providers such as 23andMe, and match that against research articles, and so and by that discover, for example, if they are, you know, if they are high-risk people towards specific diseases or specific developments in their health. For all of this, what we are doing, Werner Vogels, the CTO of Amazon, at some point in the past tweeted, "I strongly believe that Mendeley can change the face of science." And, you know, we as Mendeley, we certainly hope we can do so for the better. And I thank you for your attention, and I hand over to David, who presents a product that we've developed with Sweats together. Thank you.